drug-like
fat.
Criminals.
Refugees.
The homeless.
Have you ever noticed that certain people are spoken about in the media all the time, but never spoken to?
From illegal immigrants to sex workers.
Prisoners to strikers.
Gen Zs to transgender people. Many people caught in the eye of the media storm aren't given a voice in the coverage about them.
It's time to give them the mic.
Media Storm Podcast officially returns on the first Thursday of May.
And this time, we're doing things a little bit differently.
It's your weekly current affairs roundup, but not as you know it.
That's because we'll be doing it with the most important and most overlooked people in the story, the ones living it.
This is your essential guide to today's chaotic clickbait climate.
I'm Helena Wadier.
And I'm Matilda Mallinson.
And we're the hosts of Media Storm.
Every Thursday, we'll be picking apart the week's hilarious headlines.
Trans people have made Hasbro stop calling Mr. Potato Head Mr. Potato Head. No trans person ever has ever said anything to do with that. We have bigger fish to fry than Mr. Potato Head, let me tell you that.
We'll be listening to experts with lived experience.
We can use people's knowledges and experiences to help others.
Trying to bridge today's hyper-polarized debate.
They want to destroy the nuance, the moderate views, the understanding that could maybe bridge divides. They want us to think in us versus them, black and white.
Cracking apart culture wars.
The actual article itself is just some bullshit from start to finish, isn't it, really? They found one prick who's called it a woke stunt and they've put him in the headline. And, you know, it's a bullshit story, isn't it? It's a non-story.
Comparing coverage across the papers.
BBC, ITV, The Telegraph. The scary thing is it started off building traction by far-right online spaces and that migrated into mainstream spaces and made it onto the BBC. The extremism is becoming mainstream.
Finding the facts behind the fear-mongering.
The Home Office would have you believe that migrants are coming here and stealing right from under the nose of a British UK national waiting to get social housing, which is completely flawed. And what they are doing is pitting two groups in society who both should have access to the same things, who they have failed against each other.
Breaking beyond the Western worldview.
British newspapers are incredibly condescending when they write about that 88% of the world's population who live outside the West and make absolutely no effort to understand why do they view the world so differently from the West. And I think that's very, very dangerous in a small, interdependent world, you know?
These are headlines with humanity.
Hear our stories. We are the ones who have lived this.
You know, the bravest thing you can do is open up about these feelings.
I think you being here and doing this podcast is how we create change.
The only thing that keeps me going is interviews such as these.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
I might have a beard. I might be a different skin tone to someone else. But that doesn't mean we don't bleed red, all of us.
Media Storm, out 2nd of May.